I'm Mary Engish. It's time for All Things Gardening Indeed. And here with me in the studio is Charlie Nardozzi. Hi, Charlie.
Hi, Mary.
Quick story for you, Charlie. My folks married for 72 years. When they got married in 1949, my mom's wedding flowers were gladiolus, cut from her parents' backyard. Uh-huh. So when they were married, my dad planted gladiolus that bloomed around this time each year in August. And for their anniversary each year, he would cut those gladiolus from the backyard and present them to her as an anniversary gift, as a reminder of their wedding together. So I love thinking about that story. And I love cut flowers from the backyard. When's the best time to do that? And how do we really take advantage of all those beautiful flowers in our backyard?
Oh, I love that story. So romantic.
I know.
Wow. So cut flowers. There's tons of cut flowers out there. And so often we spend so much time in the garden working and hoeing and weeding and watering and whatever we're doing out there. We don't take the time to enjoy it. And so this is one of the ways to do that. And there's lots of flowers that you can bring in to cut. But I wanted to just highlight certain ones that we have out there. Certainly you can start, even if you don't have a garden, with wildflowers.
Right.
Queen Anne's lace and goldenrod is blooming. Asters are coming along. You can go out there in some abandoned fields, of course, get permission if you're going to do that, and harvest some of those flowers and use those. But as far as ones you're going to grow, lots of annuals are great. And if you're just starting out, things like zinnias and sunflowers are really easy to grow. But you can also do cosmos and snapdragons and coneflowers and celosia, a whole bunch of things. And perennials that you might have in your garden already, you often don't think of them as something you'll cut and bring inside, but echinacea is a really good one. Tall garden phlox, rudbeckias, and even those peonies earlier in the season with delphiniums, etc., and yarrow. They're all really nice flowers to grow. So when you're deciding when to cut the flowers, you have to kind of look at the flower and see what kind of flower it is. If it's an individual flower, like a sunflower, a cosmos, you want to cut it just as it's opening up. Do it in the morning. You always want to cut in the morning when the plant is really hydrated. If you have plants that have a whole stalk of flowers, like a delphinium or a gladiolus that you were mentioning, for the delphinium, when you have the bottom third of the flowers open, then you can cut it and it will continue to open. For the gladiolus, you only need one or two flowers in the bottom to open, and it'll continue opening up indoors. So knowing which kind of flower you have is really kind of important. When you're cutting them in the morning, cut them at a 45-degree angle. Cut the stems longer than you think you need, because it's always easier to cut it shorter than to try to add a stem on. Strip the lower leaves out. Put them immediately into a pail of water after you cut them from the garden. Bring the pail inside. And when you're ready to arrange them, recut them, put them in a vase, and fill the vase, of course, with some room temperature water, with some of those floral food that you can get.
Right.
And every 2 or 3 days, you want to change the water. Recut the stems, put them in with fresh water. You do that 2 or 3 times, you'll have these fresh cut flowers for a good week indoors. And you'll be loving your garden inside as well as much as you love it outside.
Oh, I love that. This question came in to us from Martha. And Martha writes, my sun peach cherry tomato, potted on my sunny deck with plenty of water, it's dying from the bottom up. Leaves are turning yellow and then brown. I can find nothing to indicate what might be causing this. I'm hoping you might have some ideas and maybe a solution or two to try and save it.
Well, Martha, I think the clue might be plenty of water. You might have been overwatering it. Overwatering is that caused the roots to die off, and then when those roots die off, usually the bottom leaves start dying off first. So I would say, depending on the size of the plant, by now it's probably pretty big, but just cut back on your watering, maybe add a little more soil in there to loosen it up a little bit, see if you can get those new roots to grow, and hopefully it'll bounce back for you.
This next one is from Kara in Colchester. Kara writes, I live in Mallets Bay. We have a Rosa Sharon that we planted in our backyard berm 10 years ago. This summer, only half of it's coming back, and it didn't start showing any leaves until just recently, weeks after normally beginning to show life. Kara writes, we'll cut the dead limbs, but do you have any other suggestions on how to prevent the tree from dying off, especially before next spring?
Yeah, so it was a kind of a tough winter for a lot of plants, and Rosa Sharon is a little bit of a borderline plant in our region, so I'm not surprised some of it died off. The good thing, though, is that it's an aggressive plant, and it will grow up. Cut off all the dead stuff now, wait until late winter, early spring next year, and cut it back. Give it a good haircut back, cut it back to some main stems, try to rejuvenate it, maybe give it a little fertilizer in the spring, some compost on it, keep it well watered if it's a dry spring, and it should bounce back and look beautiful next year.
Great. Send garden questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org and listen to this wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.